Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. Pick up, pick up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in, hour number two of the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio on a Trash Talking Tuesday. That's coming up in about 45 minutes. Rob Parker and Alan Lee in for Chris Broussard. And Fox Sports Radio has teamed up with TireRack.com to give away a set of four brand new tires valued up to $1,500 every 2 weeks this summer. That's right. Three lucky listeners will receive a set of four tires plus installation taxes fees valued up to $1,500. It's the summer of Tire Rack sweepstakes. Enter daily at foxsportsradio.com to increase your chances to win. Yes, you can register to win every single day to improve your chances. A winner will be selected every 2 weeks between now and August 27th. For a set of four brand new tires. That's right. Enter and get the rules. Visit foxsportsradio.com, sponsored by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Rob Parker, Alan Lee, and you on this Trash Talking Tuesday. Don't forget your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. You'll have 30 or 40 seconds for that. Coming up in about 30 minutes, it's Baseball Justice with David Justice. Can't wait to talk to him about a couple of hot topics in the game of baseball. But let's go to basketball, and let's talk about Charles Barkley, who has made such a career for himself.
Mound of rebound.
That's right. You remember when we first started out as a player, a lot of the younger people have never seen him play and just can't imagine how good he was. In his day as a player.
Especially for his height. He's not as big as people think he is.
He was a tremendous player. But Charles, you know, the thing about Charles is he's willing to say just about anything. A lot of players in the NBA don't like him because he just refuses to just go along and be a mouthpiece for players or the league. Right. I mean, I've watched him on TNT, Alan. And, you know, TNT and the NBA or whatever. Yeah. And he goes, this is unwatchable basketball.
Right.
Like you know, like you wouldn't be on a network talking about.
Charles, like, I fell asleep.
Yeah. like unbelievable. Like, that's who he is.
Yeah. Why are we showing this game?
Why are we showing this game? Who are these guys? They're right. Terrible. Oh, my God. I would have turned the channel. Right. You know what I mean? Or whatever it is. But this is who he is. So he was at some event. and had some comments, and Rob G are going to read it for it. And Alan, we can't have the audio because it was just so bad with the trying to hear it through that. And then he said a few choice words that we can't play on the radio.
Is Rob G going to do a Barkley impersonation?
I don't know. He's going to do it straight, but don't put those curse words in it because we want to hold on to the radio show.
Right. So Charles Barkley, as you mentioned, was near Lake Tahoe for the celebrity golf tournament that I believe the same one that Steph Curry ended up winning.
Yep.
So he was at a bar. There's live music. He's very inebriated, and he let his real feelings come out. And he said to the crowd, which was some booing, some cheering, but here's what he said. "Hey, let me tell you something. All you rednecks or a-holes who don't want to drink Bud Light, F y'all. Y'all can't cancel me. Hey, I ain't worried about getting canceled because let me tell you something. If you'll fire me and give me all that money, I'm going to be playing golf every effing day. So listen, as I said last night, if you're gay, bless you. If you're trans, bless you. And if you got a problem with them, then F you."
My goodness gracious. Yeah. Alan, you're the professional television anchor man and represented plenty of big companies.
Yeah.
You got a problem with this?
You know what? I don't have a problem with it because he is speaking his mind, and he obviously works for a company that has given him a lot of room to be himself. Most corporations won't give you that luxury. They will hold you accountable to some of the things that you have to say, and they will consider that you crossed the line. Now, the fact that he didn't really necessarily, I guess, mention someone in particular is a little different in this case. But he totally said where his position is. He's very comfortable in life. He's got enough money now in life that it doesn't matter to him. Charles can fade away into the sunset and be totally happy with it because he doesn't need your money anymore. He has made a success out of his life. He's got kids. He's done everything he needs to do. So he can walk away, and like he said, he can just play terrible golf because he does play terrible golf. But he can just do that for the rest of his life. He doesn't need that anymore if he doesn't want it. But people keep seeking him out. So there is a certain segment of, like you said, and that's the same thing. Half, he said there were few boos. There were a lot of people who cheered. And that's the way, I think that's Charles Barkley's audience. There are going to be people who are not going to totally agree with you whatsoever and want you fired, going to write the station, going to call the station, how do you keep this guy employed? And there are going to be some people who say, you know what, he's just speaking his mind. Let him be.
The one thing I'm going to say about Charles Barkley is he's consistent.
Right.
And it's not just, you know, I mean, you brought up the part about the money, and you're right. He's set. He doesn't have to work if he doesn't want to, right? He's got plenty of money to live and do whatever he wants.
Right.
But he's been doing this way before he was that guy, before he had enough money. He lost his friendship with Michael Jordan because he said he was a terrible executive, right?
Right.
I mean, that was his guy.
Right. It's truth.
So whenever I hear like the younger players, oh, he's just an old jealous guy and because he never won a ring or whatever they want to use as an excuse,
right?
I think that they have a miscast. I think he's been this way his entire, with a lot of money, without a lot of money, whatever you want to say, he's genuine. And you could disagree, no matter what you say, and I give him a lot of credit for this. You could just stay away from this.
Right.
What do you have to gain by this? You could. But that's not who he is. And
right.
And you just said it, TNT, they allow him to be him.
Right.
Tell me, I worked at ESPN, people got suspended all the time.
Right.
Seriously.
Right.
Like, it was like working at ESPN sometimes was like being in high school, Alan.
Right.
You got to go to the principal's office. What'd you say? Okay, can you come in and get suspended?
Yeah.
Has Charles been suspended from TNT?
I don't recall. I think
Rob G, was he ever? I don't ever remember him being suspended or.
Right. And, you know, and there are a lot of athletes and a lot of people, even on whatever platform you're on today, don't like it when it comes back at them.
Right.
They have a real issue when you clap back at them.
Oh, a lot of people.
And Charles
is
like, bring it. You want to have this discussion? You want to talk about this? I have tough skin. Bring it. I can take it. You want to talk about it?
There are
a lot of present NBA players who
go
on
backtrack.
Social media
oh, yeah.
and they're like, oh, you know, I can't believe he talked about me like this. Or and they want to get into some, you know, superficial discussion. And they can't take being criticized.
No, most of these guys can't. And the thing is, which kills me about current players, especially NBA players, first the pushback was, you guys didn't make the NBA. You guys don't know basketball. You didn't play.
Right?
That was the. Now they don't want to hear from Shaq, Charles, who played at a high level.
Right.
And they don't even want to hear criticism from those guys. Oh, they're just old and jealous, and they don't make the money that we make, and all, like that's their excuse. Those guys just don't want to be criticized, which is the most unbelievable thing I've ever. How do you play in a public forum and expect not to not be criticized?
Right.
You could go work at the post office, and nobody will write about your job. Nobody will criticize you, for real.
Right.
Other than that they have to wait in line too long, but you know what I mean.
You can live a very quiet,
life, and nobody will bother you.
Right. And I got news for you, Rob. If I win the billion dollar Powerball.
What is that, tonight or tomorrow?
It's Wednesday.
Rob G, you got a ticket?
If I win the $1 billion Powerball, I don't know if you want me back.
Can I say this? If I won the $1 billion, I would be in here tomorrow.
Money. You're the one person I believe.
Alex. I'm dead serious. You know why? Money doesn't change. Money's not going to change. All it means, if I were to win that money, was that my friends and family around me have an easier life. That's it. I'm not. What am I going to do?
Right. You know, if I won it, I'd be in too. If you ask me, and you know why? I wasn't doing nothing that hour anyway.
You know what I mean? No, but I don't look at money like that. Like to me, what money does is make life easier, but it doesn't mean you stop living. And that's how a lot of people get in trouble.
Exactly.
Like, you know that with alcohol, drugs, all kinds of stuff. Cause they we have nothing to do. You wake up every day, Alan, you got a pocket full of money and nothing to do. What are you gonna do? You're gonna get in trouble, right?
Right. You probably couldn't tell anybody you won, cause then, you know, people be coming at you from all different parts of the world.
But you know what? I'll be honest. Friends wouldn't even have to call me to ask for money.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding you. I just set up my friends for their life to be easy. And somebody, a former athlete, told me, he said, the worst thing you could do is give people money.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, that's not what you do. And it was right. He said, if you would have won a lot of money, have money, if I pay your mortgage off,
right,
now you keep working, whatever, and now that payment that you used to pay is now in your pocket.
Right.
If I give you money, you blow it, and you still got your mortgage, you're going to come back and ask me for more.
Right.
But you got.
Right.
Or if I paid off all your debts.
Right.
Said, here you go. You got a clean slate.
Yeah.
You can't come.
I remember when Dominique Wilkins.
Does that make sense? Like paying off somebody's house or their debts, and then it's on you now.
Yeah. I remember Dominique Wilkins' wife, I believe the story goes, when they got together and she looked at his finances and she goes, we cutting out all these relatives.
Oh, it was a mess.
All these people who just keep coming back for more and more and more.
Because that's what happens.
Right, we're cutting that off. You know, we got to put an end to that.
Crazy. But I really don't. Charles Barkley, to me, is a rare breed. It's a reason he gets paid as much money.
Yeah.
There's a reason that ESPN has tried to hire him for a million years. That show has not been duplicated.
No.
And it's about Charles, who's as real as it comes.
It's about it. That show is so great because it is all honesty, and everybody plays their role, and they're for real. Ernie Johnson is just like the glue. He's a real down-to-earth kind of guy, and I think that you see that they all love him.
Yeah, no.
Because he's just a real kind of guy, and he's not even really from their world.
No, but he's not in their world, right.
But they all have gelled together to work out.
It's a great watch, but Charles is a rare find. Again, it's easy to fall in line when Michael Jordan's one of your best friends.
What,
you cutting off my Jordan supply and all of, you know, like, seriously.
Right.
I'm out of the circle. I'm not hanging out. We're not going, like.
Yeah, that's a huge one.
That's a huge, if that doesn't say something, I think that.
Yeah. Are you willing to you know, say, okay, that's your position, I understand, but my life goes on.
Right. And he looked at it as, this is my job. I'm just telling people.
And I'm still going to be me. And you have to respect that.
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I'm saying. You don't have to agree. I'm not saying you have to agree with whatever he said and push back. You could do whatever you want.
Right.
But I don't think Charles Barkley has changed. I think he's the same and has been consistent. I love consistency.
Yeah.
Like a bread muffin every morning.
And
you know
what gets me about people in society? Sometimes they want to complain about things when you have the greatest power that you have is that, like, you don't have to watch it.
No. Turn it off.
Right. Turn it off. Go do something
else. Chris and I argue all the time about that. Chris hates rap music because of the lyrics and all. Chris, I don't want you to censor an artist making music. Don't buy it.
Right.
And if enough people don't buy it, guess what?
Right.
Then they won't make it anymore.
Right.
That's all you got to do.
Right. Lawrence Welk, you know, you can go get those tapes.
If you want. All right. Don't forget, Trash Talking Tuesday's coming up in about 30 minutes, so you'll have a chance for that. Baseball Justice with David Justice is coming up in about 15 minutes. But coming up next, we'll talk about Phil Nevin, the Angels manager, and what he had to say about Ohtani last night. And the man is delusional. I'm telling you when I say it. So we'll get into that next. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It is The Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. Don't forget, Baseball Justice is coming up in about 8 minutes with David Justice, the two-time World Series champ. Trash Talking's coming up. 45 past the hour. Your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. You got 30 or 40 seconds to do that. We're looking forward to that as well. But let's stick with a little baseball here. And Phil Nevin, the manager of the Angels, was asked last night, do we have the sign on that? No, we do not. Okay. About Ohtani and basically Allen. He said, Ohtani wants to win. And that's what he said at the All-Star game, and everybody knows. But he wants to win in Anaheim with the Angels. Dude, stop. Phil, stop. Phil. If he wanted to win with the Angels in Anaheim, he could sign a contract yesterday, right? Alan, let's just be honest.
Well, I think it's true that he wants to win there, but he knows he can't.
Yeah, but that's my point, is that if it was I'm going to win here,
right,
then you would sign a contract.
He's given that organization every opportunity to give him a reason to stay there. He has given them years ago, make this team better.
Well, they did. They went out, they spent money. They've spent money now. It's never worked out. Rendon, what a terrible signing. He can't stay healthy.
And Trout's been hurt.
Trout's been hurt the last three or four years. He's always banged up. Where's the pitching? They don't have you can't win with one pitcher. You can't.
Right. So I think he has to look around. He goes, okay, it's great. I want to be here, but Trout's not healthy every year. Rendon, not healthy every year. Something always seems to go wrong. And I just realized, I think that you have to look at it. I think the ownership looks at it, because there's these rumblings that ownership is at the point where, well, we're open to listening to possible trades for Ohtani, but there's some rumor going around that it just can't be to the Dodgers. Which, if that's your mindset, that says a lot about you right there to begin with, because the Dodgers aren't your competition.
No,
you don't play against the Dodgers. You play in the American League.
Right. I get it, but they know deep down, and I just think that if you're the Angels and you give Ohtani to them, you're right, they're in different leagues and they play in Anaheim and they play in Los Angeles or whatever. But you want to become really irrelevant and piss off your fan base.
But they already are irrelevant compared to the Dodgers.
Well, they, before the Dodgers won in 2020, the last championship was the Angels, not the Dodgers.
Right.
I'm just saying. I get it. It's two different.
You even changed your name to Los Angeles.
No, I know, because it means more money.
Right.
It means more money to them. I get all that, and they play in Anaheim. But why don't they call them the New Jersey Giants or Jets? They know the difference in the money.
This is true.
If you change your name to the New Jersey Giants, are you the same? Are you the same?
No, you're not the same.
You're not, and that's why they won't do it.
But you aren't as good as the Dodgers as an organization.
No, I get it.
In the league, and anything you do.
Since 2002, they have the same amount of championships.
Right. But if the Dodgers are willing, which I don't think the Dodgers really are willing to do, because I think the Dodgers, in that case, would roll the dice and go, we'll just wait till the season's over and try to sign him as a free agent. They have the haul to give you – I mean, they have the players to give you a tremendous haul back in return for Ohtani if that's your asking price.
You know, we had John Morosi from the MLB Network yesterday, and I think a team – is like Tampa. Tampa's had all these players that don't make any money. They got all these players. You could probably move him there where they can't ever win a championship. Like, they need a piece.
Right.
And if you're Tampa, say, we don't care. If he walks after this year with us, we get a pitcher, a power hitter.
Right.
And we're giving up some young players.
But if he walks, and Tampa's thing is a little bit like the Dodgers, our farm system's great.
Yeah, but they can't win without getting somebody. This might be the only chance to get a player.
But you're taking that big gamble. Look at the Padres.
But young kids, you know what? That's why prospects. What do you have prospects for? To make trades. Be able to add for something. I'm just saying, it could wind up being a team like that. Like, you're talking about the big ones, whereas the Dodgers might just say, we'll wait. You know what I mean? Yeah. We'll wait.
Right.
We're in first place. We don't need to have them this year. We'll wait.
The team I think the Dodgers have to really be concerned about possibly trading for Ohtani, because I believe they can have a tremendous influence on him and staying after the season's over, is the San Francisco Giants.
Well, that's always going to be something, right?
You know, you have to worry about the Giants come knocking, because that's a place I think Ohtani would feel comfortable in, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in the Bay Area?
Yes.
Are you kidding? No question about it. And, you know, they tried to get Judge. They offered him a ton of money.
Yep.
They tried to get Carlos Correa. That fell through because of the injury, right?
Yep.
They got money.
They
the
got
Giants
money.
Are like the fifth biggest team as far as financially and money. They're not a small market, the Giants. They're a big market. All right, we've got Baseball Justice with David Justice coming up next. Can't wait for that. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm innocent, I told you.
It's time for Baseball Justice on The Odd Couple.
You're going to get your feelings hurt,
man.
With former MLB slugger David Justice.
Here's Justice. Deep to right center. Wave it.
Court is now in session.
David Justice, welcome into The Odd Couple. How are you, buddy?
Rob, what's happening, man? What's happening?
Doing great. Say hi to Alan Lee, who's filling in for Chris Broussard.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm jealous, man. I need to open like that.
You know? That Baseball Justice. It's a good one, no doubt about it.
They hooked me up, boy. They hooked me up.
No doubt. All right, let's get started. You were on TMZ saying that Barry Bonds deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. I happen to have a Hall of Fame vote and had voted for him all 10 years. But I want to hear, David, your reason why you believe Barry Bonds belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, Rob. First of all, let's just look at it from this standpoint, all right? If Barry Bonds had a career-ending injury at the end of 97, because you look at the reports out there that say that Barry first started taking steroids in 98, okay? So let me just make this first argument. Barry Bonds, if he had a career-ending injury at the end of 97, in my opinion, would be a Hall of Famer. Don't you agree? He won the MVP in 90, 92, 93, and arguably should have won it in 91 when my teammate, Terry Pendleton, won it. Because Terry, that was the 1 year that Tony Gwynn decided not to hit 350. And Terry Pendleton was the National League batting champion. In my opinion, Barry has, and now from what I understand, has never tested positive ever once. Now, it could be from what I understand.
No, you're correct on that. No, you're correct.
Okay. So, I understand the size, how he got much bigger. It's hard to get that big in off-season, baseball season. I understand that. The circumstantial evidence is a lot, right? Because we've seen Barry, how his body transformed. But then you look at the guys that are also in the Hall of Fame right now, Rob, who some were on that 2003, what they called it, the list that the government had. Their guys, I don't want to name names because, you know, these guys are, people may not know, so I'll make them go investigate it themselves. But there are guys in the Hall of Fame right now that we as players felt like took steroids. It was known around the league, and they're in the Hall of Fame right now. Now, they didn't get caught either. It was just, once again, circumstantial evidence. Barry Bonds is the baddest dude of my generation. Hey, Rob, you've never seen a guy this feared. Just look at 2004. 232 at base on balls. 120 intentional walks. 120. Man, I played with some bad boys. I played with Manny Ramirez, Jim Thome. I mean, I played with some guys that could swing that bat. Fred McGriff going into the Hall of Fame, as he should be. None of those guys were feared like Barry. Hmm. And then you take the year when he hit the 73 home runs, they weren't even pitching to him. He hit like one pitch a game and go deep. I'm just saying, this guy, to me, should be in the Hall of Fame. And Rob, he would be in the Hall of Fame if he had a better relationship with the media.
Right.
If he was nicer to the media, if he wasn't, you know, if he didn't treat them sometimes like crap, he would be in the Hall of Fame. They're holding that against him because of his relationship with the media. They could care less if he gets in. They love sticking it to him, and they don't want to let him in. I think it's unfair to him, but I will say now, I do understand and I agree with those people because the circumstantial evidence is what it is. But the guy never tested positive when they did the testing, guys.
Yeah,
he never tested positive.
No. So I'm with you, Dave. I voted for him all 10 years on the ballot, and it's hard for me to play judge and jury. All of his records and numbers count, so why in the world would I act like they don't and ignore him? So I'm with you on that.
Yeah. Hey, David, we talked about Shohei Ohtani a little bit earlier, and obviously I think it's a bad business sense that if you're not going to make the playoffs to hold on to this guy, then you've got to trade him. But one of the rumors that have come out is that the Angels reportedly won't trade Ohtani to the Dodgers for whatever reason, jealousy, whatever, competition up north, a fear of that you're going to be looked at as a failure in the market or whatever. But if the Dodgers have the package and the players that you can get a nice return on, I mean, why wouldn't you do that?
Well, I think you kind of just said it, Alan. I mean, you were really, I think Moreno just, it's something personal. You know, the Dodgers are right down the street. I think to your fan base, if you ship him to Dodgers, I think it's more of a gut punch to your own fan base. No fan base likes to see their team kind of start getting rid of players. And you have a once-in-a-lifetime player in Shohei. Once-in-a-lifetime player. I mean, they don't make guys like that. And he's a special player. But you got to trade him. So if you don't want to trade him to the Dodgers, that's fine. And I don't know how much influence Shohei's people have in this decision, because he's got to go somewhere. It depends on if Ohtani wants to be a household name around the world, because as great as he still is not a household name. He's still not. But if he goes to the Dodgers, which he's not, let me take that off. Let him go to the Yankees. Or you know where I'd like to see him go? Go to Atlanta. Go to Atlanta. And he, in my opinion, he'll be a household name. His marketability is through the roof. But I think that's a personal thing with Moreno. He does not want to do business like that with the Dodgers. He probably doesn't want to see the Dodgers get his best player and then go win a World Series.
Yep.
I don't think he can take that. I think it's personal.
No doubt. It is Baseball Justice with David Justice, of course, the two-time World Series champ, who, of course, broke in with the Atlanta Braves, also won a World Series with the New York Yankees. Let's go here. Dave, your hometown, the Cincinnati Reds, they got all those young players, Ellie De La Cruz, everybody was going ballistic over them. Then they got shut out like 9 times in a row. Wasn't that bad, but they got shut out. They've lost 5 in a row coming into tonight. Is this a blip, or were they just playing over their heads, Dave?
Rob, listen. I'm going to tell it to you like I tell it to all my young players that I used to coach. There are going to be times, as long as you're an athlete, there are going to be days in which you get your butt handed to you. Okay? That's just part of the game. But they've lost 45 games, 2.5 back in their division. They've got a lot of baseball ahead of them. They're going to lose 62 games, okay, because that means they're going to win 100, right? All the greats, if you get win 100 games, it's a good bet you're going to be in the playoffs. They've got more games to lose. I think it's a blip. Fellas, hitting is cyclical. You know, you can't be sweet. The baseball season is long. There's ups and downs, you know what I mean? That's part of the game. And you don't want to peak too soon. I'm always concerned when I see a team, if they're raking in September, because then I'm always fearful that come October, it's going to turn the other way. That's the way the game goes. The Reds are coming out of the All-Star break. They're not swinging the bats well. They're hitting around, 130. And then they ran up against Milwaukee. And Milwaukee is trying to make a statement, too, now. You know, those are the games that Cincinnati has to play well against within your division, especially the team that's in first place. They didn't play well against Milwaukee. Milwaukee put a whooping on them. You know what? They won, I think, 5 out of 6 games. You can't let that happen and expect to win your division. You got to play well against the teams at the top. But I do believe, and look, Ellie, what is Ellie? 0 for his last 15?
Something like so that. He's really struggled.
Yeah, 0 for last 15. But, guy, here, I'm going to tell you what that tells you also. As Ellie De La Cruz goes, so goes the Cincinnati Reds.
But also, you notice, Dave, as a young player, you have early success. They throw you that fastball to see if you can hit it. And then they're going to start seeing what else is going on. You have to make an adjustment. Am I right?
Hey, it's a game of adjustments. And you make a great point, Rob. A lot of young players come to the big leagues and they get off to a fast start. And then we always say, and then the teams go to work on you. They start building a book on you.
Yep.
They start really analyzing. They start looking for your deficiencies. And if they find them, you better adjust or you'll find your way out of the sport quickly. But that's the part of baseball that's just the beauty of the game is the matchups every night, the mind games, the adjustments, and every player is in that boat, whether young or an all-star. We're all trying to adjust every night. But so goes Ellie De La Cruz, so goes the Reds. You got to play better within your division. I think it's just a blip. I think they're still an exciting team. They just ran up against a Milwaukee team that's not playing around, and San Francisco is pretty good, too.
There he is.
You know, it is what it is, you know what I mean? But they'll be fine, I believe. Hitting is cyclical. You're going to, you know, the average team go through these type of streaks more often than the good teams. But all good teams go through slumps. I'm going to call it a slump right now. I'm still believing in the Reds.
All right. And I can't wait. On Thursday, sitting in your seat, Alan, will be Mr. David Justice as we as he fills in for Chris for the show on Thursday. Dave, can't wait for that. All right, buddy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Alan. That's he warm for me now.
That's right.
Not a problem. Not a problem. You know what? I always think of David Justice nowadays whenever it comes up. Whenever I watch Moneyball.
Yes. We always talk about that. Dave. All right,
not
Dave.
One of them scenes actually happened, Alan.
Right. Leave it to Hollywood. All right, Dave. Yeah. We appreciate you. Thanks for the knowledge.
All right.
Appreciate it. Yes, no doubt. Thursday, right. David Justice here in for Chris on the iCup. All right, disgruntled sports fans. This one's for you. Call in 877-99 on Fox. Trash Talking Tuesday is next. Stick and stay.
To trash anybody in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It is the Odd Couple on a Trash Talking Tuesday. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. 877-99 on Fox. Rob Parker along with Alan Lee on a Trash Talking Tuesday. Let's do it.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, here we go. Let's do it. Trash Talking Tuesday. Let's start with Fernando in Las Vegas. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Fernando?
I'm trashing Chris Broussard. Hey, Chris, it's time to take down that Michael Jordan poster from your ceiling in your room, buddy. LeBron is the man. LeBron didn't eat college. Later, guys.
All right, that was easy, quick, fast. All right, Daniel in San Diego. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Daniel?
Yo, what's up, gentlemen? So first of all, I want to trash all the people that are devaluing the running back position. And first, I'm going to drop some names. Marcellus Wiley looks like Matt Miller. He's an NFL draft scout. And also Rogan from yesterday. You guys got to understand, the kids that are walking through that to the stadium, they love the running back position. The game is better when a running back has 100 yards. And at the end of the day, you guys, some of the best people that are iconic in the game were running backs. Walter Payton, Barry Sanders. Kids just love the position. Don't get rid of it. If you do, you're going to have to bring in another tight end for pass protection. Also, we're going to have to trash that other caller for saying LeBron is the GOAT. First thing first, he's only the GOAT for being conceded. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. All right, man. That's a mouthful right there. He had an opinion. Gary in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Gary?
Floyd Mayweather. He's the reason we never get to see the fights we want, because he constantly held out a fight until he got everything he wanted. He's the reason fighters are more concerned with protecting their records rather than actually fighting the best, because he tricked the world into overrating his undefeated record, because it's always been a heavyweight record. Okay, he's the reason people view boxing as a boring sport. He's the reason we have all YouTube boxers, gimmick fights. Everything bad about the sport can be traced back to Floyd Mayweather. It's crazy!
Man, Gary. He ain't playing around. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, Sean?
Yo, my uncle from another. And oh my, oh me, Mr. Allen Lee for holding it down while Chris is out. And you know I'm trashing Chris Broussard for all this talk about load management. My guy sits out more shows than freaking Kawhi Leonard sits out games. He just went on vacation, what, a month and a half ago? And now he's on another one? We got to rein this in. And one more thing, I'm trashing anybody who hasn't visited MLBBro.com. Come get your new swag. Brand new camo bucket hats. Brand new orange print hoodies. The white ghost hoodie. The bucket cap featuring my man, Alex Tyser, my man, Rob G. And yes, should be a Hall of Famer, Gary Sheffield. Go get Rob!
There you go. Sure, very nice. I know, I use everybody as models for MLBBro.com. We got more. Let's see. MJ in New Orleans, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing, MJ?
I am trashing you, Professor Rob Jedediah Parker, and Christopher Dana Dan Broussard, except he's not. He's on load management. Samuel Jackson once said he will not work with rappers turn actors, saying he wouldn't even read a script that featured a rapper in a starring role, not knowing times were changing. In came Ice Cube, Will Smith, and Tupac, changing its landscape and box office receipts. It's also changing its sports talk, sports opinion shows, and I no longer watch or listen to First Take nor Undisputed. Therefore, I challenge you both, break bread and or pull up on All the Smoke, Knuckleheads, Gil's Arena, The Old Man and the Three. School them, break bread like I know you always do with a lot of people that you're encouraging and you're teaching, Rob.
Yes.
And let them know what it is. Bridge the gap. I know you do it. Listen to you guys every day. Love the show. That's why I listen to you guys. And I no longer listen to Screaming A nor Skip Minus Shannon. You got.
All right, MJ. Do we have time for Mace? No, we can't get Mason. There's... okay, I'm sorry. Am I too hot? Okay.
You all right over there?
I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm touching the button here.
Too hot over there, huh?
Too hot over here. All right, here we go. Yeah, we can't get to Mace. Mace is usually a little long-winded, Alan, trash talking. But a good group of trashing, right?
Good stuff.
Even when they trash us, the Odd Couple, it's okay. Rob G., you didn't get trashed.
Yeah.
No, I did not, which is nice.
Which is nice once in a while.
Yeah, it's always good when America likes
you. Wearing that MLB bro hat, though, looks pretty neat. No?
That is like the opposite of a trash when you're trying to compliment somebody. Is that just a shameless self-promotion from you, Rob Parker?
Yes, because we have new merch up on MLBBro.com.
Quickly, can I say, we got 10 seconds here. I want to trash Chris Broussard, who's not here, because we're arranging a remote broadcast here in 2 weeks, and Chris wants a car service.
Yes.
A fancy TV.
Is that unbelievable for a radio TV station? All right. Odd Couple, you know what to do. Stick and stay.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.